This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Dominee Yanni Fourie, thank you so much for coming to minister. We are really, really blessed that this time you stand behind the microphone. And
thanks,
just want to say something. Your children, I've known them for, the one of them I've known for 9 years, and the other one I've known for about 5 years. Thank you so much for training your children in the fear of the Lord. They really are a blessing, not just to us, but to everyone around them. Thank you. Kom ons verwelkom vir Dominee Yanni. Thank you.
Right. Is hy on? Okay. The Lord, our God, is a God of humor. To get in totally Afrikaans-speaking dominee from Oudtshoorn. And do you know the ostriches in Oudtshoorn, they are not bilingual at all. They only speak Afrikaans. And today, I will speak the red tail very deliciously. I'll try my best. Let us pray. Our Lord, thank you for who you are. Our wonderful, amazing Father in heaven. And Lord, you have confirmed it already. In this morning, there are people here, your children, whom you loved so much, who need to hear, who need to experience again the amazing Father that you are. May your word bless us this morning. May the Holy Spirit touch our hearts. And may the glory, may your glory be above all. In Jesus' name. Amen. People, the theme this morning, and I'm so glad for the two ladies that come to the front and share with us. It's a confirmation about our amazing Father in heaven. Our amazing Father in heaven. Why do I believe in God? Why do I believe in Christ? Because I know the deepest answer to mankind is intimacy with God, fellowship with the most amazing Father of all. To be with Him. That's what heaven is about. To be with Him forever and ever. But before I start by reading a few passages, just two few verses from the Bible, I just want to show you a few slides. The first one, do you remember? Try to have a little walk down memory lane. Dad, in bed with you, reading a bedtime story. Okay, the next one, please. And Dad, do you still remember, thinking back? Dad, helping you, learning to ride your bicycle, that the ground isn't hurting you too much. Next one. Oh, Dad, playing with us a little ball game. I remember the words of my professor at the theological seminary. Pastors, dads, you must very often take your son for a ball game. The next one. Dad, a dad, just taking his little one by a hand and take a walk, take a stroll, a walk in the park perhaps. And this morning, people, I want you, in a spiritual sense. And I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help us with this. Imagine yourself putting your hand in the hand of your Heavenly Father. Just imagine taking a little stroll down Bible Lane, getting to know my amazing Father still better, more. We're going to read two passages from the Word of God. Can I take this one out? Okay. Right. The scripture is Romans 8. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And the following scripture, Galatians. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. So wonderful. Abba, Father. You know, it's very interesting. In the Old Testament, God is referred to as Father only about 15 times. I've put down a few verses in Isaiah and Jeremiah. O Lord, you are our Father. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. Isaiah 64 verse 8, and then Jeremiah 31. Because I am Israel's Father. But then comes the New Testament. And suddenly, 245 times, God is mentioned, Father. All because of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord. Martin Luther once said, you can only really understand God as your Father by looking at Jesus. And I want you just imagine for a moment putting your hand in the hand of our Father and take a stroll down Bible Lane. And I'm going to try, we can only try, because when we say something and think something about our Heavenly Father, our best thoughts and our most beautiful words are only a little try. But the Bible pulled the curtains a little bit for us. And today, I want you with me, and I trust the Holy Spirit, stand in awe, our amazing Father in heaven. And I'm going to use the letters of the word Father to try to communicate something that the Bible taught us about our amazing Father in heaven. And the first thing, the F, the letter F of Father, stands for first. Our Father in heaven is always the first. The first to love us with a love that is so dearly, so special, so real. Our Father is first in grace. He's first in calling out his people. When Adam and Eve sinned and they hide from God, our Father God, our amazing Father, took the first step. He come to them. He called them. They are hiding. But he calls them. Someone once said, for every step we take towards God, we can be assured he has already taken two steps towards us. First, to love you. First, to call you. First, to bestow his grace upon you. Our wonderful, amazing Father, and always first in restoring a broken relationship. People, there are so many, there are many people today, they don't have a very positive experience in their homes from their father. Some of them think, if they think of their father, a lot of hurt, a lot of sorrow. Some, fortunately, a lot of joy. I think God wants to show us this morning an amazing Father. A Father that is first in having the best in mind for you. Sometimes that best of Father God comes to you in such a strange way. Who would ever imagine that the best way of showing love, ultimate love, is by letting Jesus, his Son, the blameless Lamb, died for our sins. Our amazing Father, the letter F, first, the Alpha. The letter A, authority, the highest authority. No higher authority. It's the authority of his love. It's the authority of his power. Of who he is. I am the great I am. It's also the authority of his word, the Bible. And we can be assured when God our Father says something, his word will come out. And the wonderful thing about our Heavenly Father's authority, he wants to share. He do share that authority with us, with his children. When he gave the great commission to the disciples, he mentioned, to me is given all authority in heaven and earth. And he's given his children authority. People, we as children of God must take by his grace much more authority over situations in our lives. Sometimes we let problems having the biggest authority, more authority than God in his word. The letter T, oh wonderful Father, time. Our amazing Father in heaven always have time for us. We are so busy, earthly fathers, even in the ministry. Many times my Yuri Marika comes second, my wife,
our amazing Heavenly Father always have time for us. So beautiful, Jesus. When the little children wants to come to Jesus, and the disciples say, no, don't bother the Master, he's busy. You have a great task at hand. Jesus stopped and say, let the children come. Let them come. Don't hinder them. And the blind beggar, Bartimaeus, just to name another example, he's blind and Jesus is passing through, I think it was Jericho, and he's shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And we read in the Bible, Jesus stopped. But he not only stopped. He not only have time, he spent time with his children. Our amazing God, Father. And then, the eighth, Helper. Oh, we know that. God, our help in ages past. Psalm 42 says, the proven help. I want to tell a little story. I like love stories because I think we learn a lot from stories. A little chap, a few years old, playing in a sand pit, and his father is watching. And in the side of the sand pit, there's a big stone. And this little chap wants to get the stone out of the sand pit, and he's trying his best, and he's really trying, but he can't get the stone lifted over the sand pit, the rim of the sand pit. And later on, he's so frustrated, he starts crying. And his father walked to him and said, why do you cry? Daddy, I've used all my force to get the stone. I've used everything. I can't. And the father put his arm lovingly around his son. No, my son. You haven't used all your force, all your power. You haven't asked Dad, your dad, to help you. And then his son on one side and daddy on the other side, they lift the stone from the sandpit. Our helper, our amazing father. And then the E of Father. Enjoy. Listen carefully. Yes. Enjoy. I think our Father's heart are so full of joy. I often wonder, why is it in the Bible that God in the Old Testament command his people to celebrate a lot of feasts? There were a lot of feasts. Because I think he wants to convey to them, in the presence of this amazing Father, this joy. I think St. John understands something of it. The Holy Spirit leads him. When you write down his gospel, not in a chronological way, but John 2, after John 1 that states the wonderful birth of Jesus, in John 2, we read about a marriage festival at Cana in Galilee. And Jesus making a lot of wine. Not to say, drink, you're drunk, or something like that. But to just stress this. When the bridegroom, the real bridegroom, is present, there is joy. There is joy. Enjoy our Father. And in heaven, if God, the Holy Spirit, give us an image of heaven, he gave the image of a marriage festival of the Lamb. Our amazing Father wants his children to enjoy. To enjoy him. I'm so glad the Westminster Catechism asked the question, what is the chief aim of man?
And the first answer, the answer is to glorify God in everything. But then they add this, and I'm so glad they add this, and to enjoy Him forever. Our amazing Father. And the R, the last one, the R of Father. David tell us something of that. Our rock. Our rock. And when you think of a rock, you think of a refuge. God is my refuge. When you think of a rock, you think of stability, steadfastness. When you think of a rock, sometimes you climb on a rock to get a better vision. Our amazing Father. Our rock. We walk a few steps down Bible Lane. Just a few steps. And I really hope the Holy Spirit draw the curtain a little bit that we can see. See better. See more. Abba. Our amazing Father. And I want to just add something. His amazing provision. Our salvation in Christ. Our transformation by the Holy Spirit. Billy Graham once said, the two biggest needs of mankind, God has provided for amazing provision. And those two biggest needs, the one is forgiveness. And the other one, goodness. Our amazing Father has the most amazing provision. There is no other salvation than in and through His Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my life. There is no better comforter, helper, holy transformation agent, if I may call it like that, than the Holy Spirit working out the wonderful work of Jesus in my life. And the last of the amazing provision, our inheritance, eternal inheritance, our Father's home. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. What happens normally at the end of a walk? If your father has taken you a walk down the lane, you're going to sit somewhere and just enjoy Father's presence. I imagine myself a little boy, so glad Daddy has spent some time with him, walking with him. And he just sits beside his dad and look into his dad's eyes. What a wonderful father. And I'm going to give you some quiet prayer time. What if the Lord, what if the Holy Spirit lay on your heart this morning? I want us all to close our eyes and with just quiet prayer by yourself, just sharing what is in your heart with our amazing Father in heaven. I'll give time for that.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.